The two most difficult things with any project are starting and ending. No doubt you remember all the issues that you had to deal with at the beginning, although time does dull the memory, especially when it involves negative things. Now it is looking like the job is done, but you may not know how to stop. If you've been home educating from the start, you transition from the primary level to the secondary level as the children transitioned into adulthood through puberty. Since then, you have transitioned out of being the teacher, delivering and or directing the program, into being an overseer and personal mentor as the children become more self-motivated and move into the post-secondary phase of learning, where they will start to specialize. Generally speaking, these metamorphic changes occurred as the students assumed more responsibility for their education. The rate of learning accelerated, resulting in the completion of the secondary level of education, usually at an early age, as 15 or 16. They have all they need to move on in life. If there is anything missing, they, as adults, will do what they have to do in order to get where they want to go. We wanted our children to excel, and they did. Now is the time to let them move on to the post-secondary phase of their education. However, since learning actually never ends, when do we consider the task of home educating done? Most parents and students are fine with simply fading out of doing school into living life. Some like to have a point in time or a mark to distinguish the end of one before fully embarking on the next step of life. School calls this graduation, a point in time when the formal education of children is officially recognized as completed. There's nothing wrong with doing this, but one must ask why it is necessary. Even more important, does this have to be a community affair, or is it a familial celebration enough? As our home education industry has directed the community to become increasingly more associated with doing school at home, agencies have been making some sort of graduation exercise a part of their offering. The question is, does something that really had no part in the family's home education program, has no vested interest and no real authority, do they really have the right to put an end to the home education program? I personally question the need for playing into any agency's redirecting and normalizing a purely school-based activity. Our determination to do things differently from the school's way should not end with our doing things the school's way. Why not do something different, in keeping with our theme of being different from the rest in the first place? For starters, having inputted the children's achievement into their cumulative transcript, now is the time to wrap it up and submit it for official recognition, which triggers the creation of a certificate of achievement, both of which are made available in the student's documents. Both serve well as indicators of completion for a home education, not to mention being invaluable in progressing to the post-secondary arena. I am, of course, talking specifically about the online cumulative transcript parents associated with Education Limited have at their disposal. I'm also assuming, against our collective experience, that parents have faithfully updated information as things were accomplished in a home education program, rather than having to panic due to the accumulated procrastination of this obligation. Now that the official transcript and certificate of achievement have been presented to the student, you can consider this part of their education as completed. Another often used, although truly unofficial, home education diploma is actually the driver's license. Since most students abandon the notion of doing more schoolwork once they have obtained it, it is a good point at which to recognize that the job of secondary education is done, completed. This license truly frees the students to pursue life. And so it is a good place for parents to let them go. And do so with the confidence that it is now a job well done. Some parents and students like to have an official graduation. As previously mentioned, this can be as part of a larger group, but my personal suggestion is that this be a familial rather than a community event. Young ladies especially like to do this as it gives them a chance to get a nice dress and to be the focus of attention for an evening. Guys don't usually get too excited about new dresses, unless of course they're on young ladies. But joking aside, fellows are not as likely to request a graduation exercise, but they will accommodate the parents who may wish to mark the completion of the formal learning process with an event of some kind to honor them. Either way, whether it involves a gathering of extended family members and friends at home or another venue, with or without the presentation of documents, to celebrate a worthy accomplishment is always a good thing. Any opportunity for parents to make manifest their pleasure and pride in their child's accomplishment is a good thing. Anytime a child gets a chance to express gratitude and appreciation for all that the parents have done is also a good thing. Not only a good thing, but a fitting end to this part of the learning journey. Whatever the course the parents and students take to mark the completion of the secondary phase of learning, the real celebration is not actually having accomplished certain proficiencies and skills, but the demonstration of principled adult attitudes and responsibility. Oh, and in all this celebration, let's not forget to be thankful for the one who made it all possible. Even in spite of the occasional lapses of faith we experienced while arriving at this place. You know what this is? The end.